Welcome to Ethics in EdTech, Navigating the Digital Classroom. I'm your host, Haroon, and this is Season 1, Episode 1. So, today we're going to explore the evolving landscape of learning in a digital age. And today we're dividing into one of the most pressing issues in modern education, the ethical considerations and responsibilities that come with using technology in the classroom. We live in a time where digital learning isn't a future vision, it's our present reality. But with innovation comes responsibility. As I've engaged with the Scottish Borders Council's Inspire Learning Initiative and Knox's 2022 article, Apple Targets Scottish Borders for a Teaching Revolution, my understanding of digital literacy has expanded. Not just as a technical skill set, but as a moral and social obligation. Let's begin with student privacy and safeguarding. The Inspire Learning Programme, launched by the Scottish Borders Council, gives every pupil access to an iPad and a suite of digital tools. The intention is clear: equity, empowerment, and engagement. But as educators, we must ask, where does that data go? Who actually has access to that? And are we being fully transparent with learners and their families? When we digitize education, we create data trails, attendance, engagement, even emotional well-being. These can be powerful tools for support, but they also carry risk. It is our responsibility to ensure that privacy policies are robust, transparent, and that students' digital footprints are being protected. Next up is digital citizenship, teaching our learners not just how to use technology, but how to use it responsibly, ethically, and safely. This is where our role evolves. We're no longer gatekeepers of knowledge. Indeed, we become facilitators of judgment. Learners need to understand cyberbullying, online identity, misinformation, and how to critically evaluate sources. The Knox 2022 article highlights how the partnership with Apple is meant to transform pedagogy, but we must also transform how we prepare young people for an online world filled with both opportunity and manipulation. Let's talk about equitable access. The Scottish Borders Council deserves praise. Their one-to-one device scheme attempts to close the digital divide. But equity isn't just about devices, it's about training, support, internet access, and adaptive learning environments. If we don't address these layers, we risk a two-tier system, where some students are thriving and others get left behind. As an educator, this learning has made me far more critically aware. My sense of digital literacy is no longer just about knowing tools like Google Classroom or Microsoft Teams. It's about knowing how to build inclusive digital spaces, how to safeguard learners' rights, and how to foster resilience in an increasingly complex digital world. So what are the implications? For me, it's a call to be more intentional, to interrogate the platforms I use, to embed digital ethics into my teaching, and to model thoughtful digital citizenship. Whereas for our learners, it's about empowerment. They must be equipped not only to navigate digital spaces, but indeed to shape them. They will be the ones designing the next tools, the next apps, the next revolutions in tech. We must prepare them with both skill and conscience. Thank you for joining me on this reflective journey. If today's episode has resonated with you, share it with a colleague. And let's keep this conversation alive. Until next time, stay curious and stay ethical.